Ellis Michelson. He does Fox News over there at 5, 6, 7, and 10. And then he also, like, as if that's not enough, he's got to do this Issue Is every Friday night at 10:30. And I guess that thing's kicking ass. He's with us. Alex, ding dong with you, bub.
Ding dong with you, bub.
Come on, man.
Happy Friday. This is my third time with you this week. This is a big week.
It really is a little crazy, but we enjoy having you on. You've always been very cool to us here on that Channel 11 KTTV. They still call it that?
We love you. Yeah, that's the call letters. Yeah,
there
KTTV.
Yeah.
Over 70 years old.
Is that right? 70 years old, huh?
71 now, I think. Yeah.
And so is Hal Eisner's over there with you, right?
Hal Eisner, yeah, he's back working, which is amazing. Yeah, he's been doing this for 38 years.
That's amazing. So he sustained some injuries in covering his story over on Hollywood Boulevard. Is he fully healed?
He's not fully healed yet. No. So he was shooting a story. Drunk driver came onto the street, hit him. He had a photographer, hit a couple other tourists that were just nearby. Hal was in the hospital, as was the photographer, pretty badly banged up after that. Still walking with a cane, not 100% healed yet, but made a lot of progress. Those first few days were really, really scary. And, he is a force, so focused on getting back to work and doing what he loves. And he's a real inspiration.
Yeah. A guy who, has literally been on TV. You said 38 years?
38 years in Los Angeles.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you got on the big show tonight? I know this show is really taking off for you. This Issue Is.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So we're digging into a couple of the big negotiations that are happening right now. So we're talking to the Speaker of the Assembly for California about the budget, which is due next week, a $200 billion budget. So we get into what's going on with that, where are we at on that. We talk with on the federal level, we got the big infrastructure negotiations happening, more than $2 trillion negotiation. And we talk with the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, who's one of the main people in those negotiations. And then we get into the 2020 race. This like really juicy book written about the race with an author named Edward Isaac Dover, who takes you behind the scenes into the room. You get a sense of like what all the Democrats were saying about each other, the cuss words that they were using. I mean, it's a really incredible read. It's called Battle for the Soul. And we talk to him and kind of get into where some of the backstory of a lot of stuff that we've all, saw what was really happening behind the scenes.
Is that a Biden guy or a Trump guy?
Neither. He's a journalist for The Atlantic and for Politico. He's like the top political reporter for The Atlantic. But the book focuses, because so many books have been focused on Trump, like every book was about Trump for 5 years.
Right.
And this was he embedded covering the Democratic campaign. So he takes you in the room. So like, for example, remember that big debate when Kamala Harris went after Joe Biden?
Sure.
Said you're not a racist, but hinted that he was a racist about his position on busing, which, by the way, is her position on busing.
Right.
apparently, he turned to Pete Buttigieg on the stage next to him at the time and just said to him, that's some effing BS,
Oh, really?
On the stage. And Jill Biden, later on, when she was asked about it and defended her husband and basically said, F you.
Wait a minute. Who did she say?
I think F off, I think, was what she said
to
in
who?
Reference to what Kamala said to, I guess, friends or colleagues or, somebody that leaked this to the author.
Jill Biden said F you about Kamala Harris?
F off about Kamala Harris attacking her husband and insinuating that he was a racist after, decades of civil rights work. And so there's a lot of that. Like Barack Obama, apparently, he was really concerned that Joe Biden couldn't win. He thought he was maybe too old and that people wouldn't go for him. So he apparently wanted potentially to be president, a guy named Bill McCraven, who was the guy that ran the Osama bin Laden raid,
right?
The military guy, and apparently behind the scenes, he was kind of pushing him to run for president, which I didn't know before. So there's a lot of like interesting.
What's their relationship like now? That. What's Obama's relationship with Biden now? Any idea?
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that they. I mean, I think there's also kind of a bit of a healthy competition. If you read between the tea leaves, I think there are a lot of Biden people that really enjoy the coverage that Joe Biden is more like FDR and going for the big stuff.
Right.
And Barack Obama didn't necessarily go for the big stuff. But every indication is that they talk regularly. They just did a video together, I think, a week or two ago, pushing people to sign up for health care. And there's a lot of the team, you know, that are from the Biden administration that also worked for Barack Obama.
Right.
And Barack Obama and Kamala Harris had a close relationship, you know, for years as well.
Right. But here locally, when did they, I guess the legislature can have this, recall vote whenever they want. Do you think they're going to make it sooner than later?
Well, whenever they want is maybe a step too far, but there are mechanisms that they can use to make it sooner rather than later. And you seem to be getting the indication that it is going to be sooner rather than later. The conventional wisdom that seems to be setting in the Democratic Party is that, you know, things are really good right now. We're reopening, lowest positivity rate in the country.
Right. Homeless issues settled. Right.
Well, obviously there are a lot of problems, which is why he's facing the recall in the first place. But compared to a few months ago, the situation now pretty
That's
good.
Right.
And I think the impending doom that they see is this idea that the whole state could be on fire and there's rolling blackouts everywhere. And then he looks like everything's out of control.
Right.
So the idea is while things are okay, try to make this recall go away now and hold the election. So earlier, you know, there's mechanisms where the recall could be in like November, December.
Right.
Now it's looking more like September.
But
maybe even
you're
August,
right. But if they wait till November, we could have another wave of the coronavirus. You're right. There could be fires and no electricity, no water. Right. We're out of water.
Right.
And that could be a disaster.
Well, I mean, every year we have massive fires in
That's
October
right.
and November, like clockwork. So do you want to really be holding an election on a week? I mean, I remember last year traveling to see President Trump and Gavin Newsom meet together. I was the pool reporter in the room with the two of them, which is just a bizarre experience. But I drove from Los Angeles to Sacramento, and the entire drive, the entire state was on fire. There was smoke for over 300 miles.
Yeah,
and it, 4.1 million acres burned in California last year. So if that's not a good recipe for showing you're in control.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
Things are going well.
All right, buddy. Yeah. So 10:30 tonight. The issue is always love having you on, and we'll see you maybe one day in studio when this state gets back to normal.
Oh my God, I love it. Well, and everything opens up on Tuesday.
Yes, ding dong with you.
Yeah, and the governor actually cut through some of the red tape to try to speed that up for his own political
That's right.
too.
Yeah.
So, maybe the recall's working on that front.
There you go. All right, buddy, you're the best. Thanks for coming on. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
You're the best. Have a great weekend.
All right, ding dong with you, bub. All right, there he goes. Alex Michelson, tonight at 10:30 on Channel 11, right? If you love politics, like Bellio, she loves those politics. All right, we're live on KFI. What? You know? Oh, whatever.